Hello, this is Kurt Roscoff again, founder of Ability MKE Now, and I've had an interest to deliver a little bit of a spiritual piece into our message here with our ability and disability advocacy. And today I've got the privilege of having actually a third cousin of mine join me, and we're providing this recording so that we can get this type of message that I've talked to Rick about. My third cousin Rick prepared a nice little message for me, and it's a privilege for me to be able to do this with family, because this is something that's very important to, I think, give a complete view of what I'm trying to do and what we want to make available in this conversation that is becoming known as Ability MK Now. So I'll pass it on to Rick, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Kurt. The title of my radio talk is God Has a Reason. My brother that died of cancer in 1999 always said this: everything happens for a reason. I am here to tell the audience that God does not make mistakes. Each and every person was created in the image of God, and here's a verse from the Bible that says so. In Genesis 1, verse 27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." A person with a disability has a purpose, just like everyone else. In the eyes and mind of God, each person is valuable. God loves each human being. God knows all about each and every person, whether they have a disability or not. And here are a few more verses from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. "For you form my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I am awake, I am still with you." I personally don't understand why some people are born with a disability, but God is in control and he makes no mistakes. Each person plays a vital role in this journey on earth. Life is a gift, and Jesus came to human beings as an even greater gift, the gift of eternal life in heaven he came to give. Here's a verse from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." No one should judge a person with a disability. But for the grace of God, any of us could have a major disability. No one on this journey of life is without trials, but God talks about how we are to view trials in the Bible. Here are a few verses I would like to share. From the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Most times trials do not look joyful, and they certainly do not feel joyful, but God tells us to count them all joy with faith in faith. I would like to share a short testimony. I went through some traumatic childhood pain. I grew up with a dad that was verbally and emotionally abusive. When I was 38 years old, God saw it was time that I face the pain of the past and get healed. For the first year, the pain was so bad, I could not cry. But then in the second year, the tears started flowing. They flowed and flowed for an entire decade of my life. During that trial by faith, I counted it all joy. And after suffering daily for almost 11 years long, the tears of pain turned into tears of joy. God healed my childhood emotional hurts. God made me whole. Here's another verse in which we are to view our sufferings in this life. This is from 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13. "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." This verse is telling us that when fiery trials come, we are not to think it strange. But you might ask, how are we to think of them then? God says to rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. All of the sufferings for a Christ follower make that person more and more like Jesus. It is an honor to become more like Jesus. God does not waste the sufferings in this life of a believer in Jesus. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul tells the audience that he had a thorn in the flesh. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, this is a little bit about the thorn in the flesh. He says, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Thorns are painful. Paul states that though the Lord's strength is made perfect in weakness. For a believer in Jesus, when you are weak, the Lord is actually strong in you. God has compassion on those who hurt, suffer, and are in pain. He has great compassion on those with a disability, and I am here to tell you that God loves you. Well, it is time to close this discussion. In closing, there are some trials in this life that are very hard to understand. Leave the unknown to God and do your best to trust Him. If you are interested in hearing more about my life story, you can go to my webpage and order my first book online at www.climbeverymountaintop.com. I went through 2 major trials in my life. One was 11 years long and the other one 37 years long. God carried me all those years and delivered me from both trials in the summer of 2015. God has done 8 miracles in my life so far, and He wants me to share what He has done with the world. If you have a disability or are in a hard trial right now, remember, God has a reason for everything He allows. He loves you and has a plan for your life. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you so much, Rick. That is very powerful and exactly what I was looking for to, again, help shape this 3rd episode of Ability MKE Now. And I'll tell you more in other episodes down the road about my ministry work and other ministries that I've connected to. But this was so great to come from my family to yours. And I look forward to contacts from all of you out there. Feel free to respond and to contact us and to help shape further episodes of Ability MKE Now. Again, thank you, Rick, for making this a family message.
Thank you, Kurt.